Welcome to the Roma Press Podcast with Jun Solano and Andy Mattioli.
All right, hello everyone. We hope you are doing well. Roma, they fall to Juve 1-2-0. Before we get into all of that, as per usual, thank you to all of our wonderful patrons over at Patreon. If you would like to join the madhouse that is a chat, patreon.com/RomaPress. And of course, YouTube at ISRoma. Press, thank you as always for watching, for supporting, tweeting, all of that good stuff. The support has been immense as of late, and we truly, as we head into 2024, with the defeat, we still are very grateful for the consistent support all of you have shown to us. So thank you. All right, Andy. Well, I said this in my post-match podcast for the patrons, and I will reiterate it here. And I may sound mad, I may sound a bit crazy, but I have to say, I am not nearly as upset as I thought I would be. And I think it is simply due to this. Yes, Roma, they lose in Torino. Yes, they fall to, is it seventh or eighth? Seventh position in the table. The performance today, I thought, though, was, for the most part, I expected of a lot worse, I have to be honest. Paulo Dybala, underwhelming. That shouldn't be too surprising. As far as goal-scoring opportunities go, very few. Very, very few. I mean, I thought the best one was actually of Paulo Dybala in the second half when he had the opportunity at the top of the area. That curling shot that Szczęsny was able to latch onto, even though there was a slight deflection. And by the way, watching Szczęsny, the haircut he got, he looked like he should have been in, what's the movie with Full Metal Jacket? That's what it is. The movie that only people only like the first half of an hour.
1987, sure.
Yes. You watch 30 minutes of it and then you turn it off. That's what everyone does after the boot camp ends. And
really? I'm actually in the minority of the people that enjoy actually the part in Hue City when they are deployed in Vietnam.
You were about to say the prostitution portion. Oh, well.
Yes, of course. Boom, boom. Boom, boom. Boom, boom.
Well, I just can't be too difficult on them tonight. And somebody said, I apologize which of our patrons said to it, but he said they warned me. They said, you can't use this as an opportunity to praise Jose Mourinho or call for Roma to give to him a contract renewal immediately after tonight, which, of course, I wouldn't do after tonight. But I can't come on here and go mad because the margins tonight were fine. My initial reaction after Rabiot gave to Juve the lead, I said this again in the group chat. I said, am I mad for expecting Rui Patricio to do better on that? Maybe that is harsh. I feel as if, though, we are at the point with Roma goalkeepers where we went from Alisson to... I can't even begin to utter his name. Bob and Rolson is the best I can do. And then we go to what seems to be 20 different installments of Rui Patricio. You had season one, and then you had half of season two, then the second half of season two, and now you have season three. The third season sucks, much like Godfather or even Home Alone. That's probably a more apt way to put it. Home Alone.
Wait,
one.
Which Home Alone are we talking about? The ones without Joe Pesci.
Home Alone 1, fantastic. Home Alone 2,
good.
Good, not as good.
Oh, come on.
And Home Alone 3, it was just you.
You got the pigeon lady in Home Alone 2. You got Donald Trump, for Christ's sakes. What do you want?
I am in the minority, I think, in this one.
Yeah,
I just view so much of it. So in Home Alone 1, you obviously had a home as a Daniel.
It's a home invasion.
A house full of goodies to get us with.
Yes, exactly.
I can't do that accent that he has. Whilst in New York, he goes to a house that his aunt and uncle just happened to be renovating at the time. It happens to be empty. And by the way,
there's a toy store. There's a toy store. There's the hotel. There's the whole. I mean,
visit the new celebrity ding dang. Yes, I know. But what I'm saying is watching Macaulay Culkin throw 5 bricks from 20 stories up into the face of Daniel Stern at MAV, and watching him just shake it off time after time, I get a little like, okay, this is starting to get into the parody aspect of it.
This connects to Roma. How exactly? I forgot where we started.
I am trying my best to just find the silver lining here, and somehow we have ended up on Home Alone. But seriously, I mean, 99% of the time, anytime it is a defeat to Juve, whether it is 1-0, 3-0, 5-0, whatever it is, I would come on here. I would go mad. I would say, you suck. He shit. Get rid of him. I can't do that tonight because I think the margins were so thin. If we want to look at the data very quickly, I mean, we look at the XG. Roma, yes, obviously, if you had watched 5 minutes of that game, you would have been able to understand that Roma did not have very many goal scoring opportunities. Again, that is not going to be a surprise to anybody. But I just can't come on here and pretend that we saw a dominating Juve and a Roma that was so poor that deserved nothing from this match. Yes, if you're going to take one of the two teams and pick a winner, obviously Juventus was a deserved winner. But I'm sorry, the margins tonight were fine. Maybe I'm delusional. Probably not the case. Maybe I have matured, doubt it. I just can't come on here pretend to be mad for the sake of being mad. I thought the margins tonight were fine, and you had one team take advantage of their opportunities, and the other did not. I mean, the XG of Juve is one, okay, at home. Roma, half of that. So for me, this was a match of fine margins. One took advantage, the other one didn't. I thought this was, if you want to just take it in entirety from from kickoff to the end, I can't come on here and complain much. I really can't. But maybe I'm one of the few.
No. Well, listen, I'm just going to, first of all, my first reaction is not, unlike Matteo Renzi, it's not shock. Remember when that was like your favorite thing to say on every episode? First,
because for some reason, like most Italians, they have a lot of confidence in their ability to speak proper English.
English, and it's not happening.
95% of my family, okay? Yes, of course. I admit it, but man, that interview alone of his. that wasn't even the best part of it. There's about 20 different phrases he says in that. So, that is fantastic.
There is no shock for me. I wanted to read off to you this very impressive list of numbers that I have right in front of me.
Wow, the statisticians of Roma.
This is Massimiliano Allegri's record of 1-0 wins against Roma. I'm not sure if you're ready for this because this is so depressing. Because you have to understand, this is what we witnessed tonight is the most predictable outcome to any Juventus-Roma game played in Turin with Massimiliano Allegri on the sideline. This is his stuff. This is his Thanksgiving dinner. This is his greatest accomplishment. This is like he's cooking, okay? This is it. This is his cooking. So January 2016, 1-0. Dybala scores.
Oh, for that one hurt. Yes. Oh,
December 2016. I remember this very well. Heathrow Airport. Higuain 1-0. Remember with Gerson in his first 40 minutes for Roma. December 2017, again, Benatia 1-0. December 2018, Mandzukic. October 2021, Keane. August 2022, we got a one draw. And then 30 December 2023, 1-0, Rabiot. Now, if that isn't the perfect display of what these games are about with Massimiliano Allegri on the sideline, the man he's got this. Like, he's figured it out. This is his turf. This is his house. This is his game. This is the match that he's been waiting for. Honestly, if you were to ask me before this match what the final outcome to this, I would be 1-0 for you.
I said 1-0 on the group chat, yes.
For sure. There is no other result. There is just no other reality. This is the Massimiliano Allegri reality that we're living in. So, again, first reaction, not shock. First reaction, not being upset with the team. Because honestly, like Mourinho just said, for all intents and purposes, for all our deficiencies, limitations, whatever it is, the expectations that we put on ourselves, hey, we played a good first half. We struggled then. Once Juve got that lucky rebound, we struggled to get back in it. We struggled to build again because of how they set themselves up. Juventus, you were just playing against a team that knows exactly what it has to do in these moments, you know? So they got what they wanted. They got their goal early on in the second half. Perfect opportunity for Massimiliano Allegri to implement exactly what he wants them to implement. So you were never going to win from that point onwards. Forget about it. You might as well think about the new year, think about New Year's resolutions, go home, have some Pandoro, Panettone, whatever it is that is left over in your fridge, and go to sleep, because that's all you can do. You cannot come back from that. You tried. Good on you. You tried. There was effort. There was definitely something there. I liked what I saw from Bova. I liked what I saw from Paulo Dybala, considering that he was coming off an injury. So all of that is fine and dandy. It's just you were playing against an opponent that has a proven track record of winning exactly like this for the past 7 years. Going on eight. So I don't know what we're trying to do. It's like all of a sudden you're trying to get Meryl Streep not to get nominated for an Oscar anymore. Right. The woman has 21 nominations. You can't stop her. You can't. You can't do anything.
The thing for me too, if you want to defeat the Juve of Allegri, when we joke about this thing, even if you don't speak Italian, okay? We mentioned it on the previous episode. He has this famous phrase, okay? The corto muso, okay? It's not just him saying, you know, like winning by fine margins, you know? For this guy, it is a way of life. It is not simply him saying, you know, winning just by that much, you know? This guy takes just that mindset to such an unhealthy degree in football. I can only imagine just some of the things he does off the pitch in his life, you know, just how you know, like driving. I could see him barely, you know, avoiding automobile wrecks by the finest margins. I could see the guy when he goes out to eat dinner with his family.
He practices what he preaches, you know. Yes. He's honest. At least you know what you're getting from him. That's what I'm saying, is you went to the Wolves then, okay?
Yes.
You signed up for it. This is what happens when you play against Juventus in their home, and unfortunately you concede. And usually you concede always on these opportunities where then you go, oh, well, that was lucky. You know, with every single game, why is it 1-0? Because the difference. Right. The episodes go their way. They know how to turn those episodes to their own advantage. And Roma come out helpless out of it. So once again, you know, it's, I hate to repeat myself, but Roma repeat themselves. Juve repeat themselves. Juventus-Roma as a match repeats itself. So here we are, 1-0. Roma go home empty-handed. They look at the table, and the table is now all of a sudden depressing, as predicted earlier on. The moment you make a tiny slip, it costs you and it hurts you. And it hurts. It hurts to look at where we are. We close the 2023 with an abysmal away record. We close 2023 with a lot of uncertainty as to what the hell is going to happen in the next few weeks and what the hell is going to happen in the next few months.
Well, you have a result like tonight, and it hurts more because obviously Juventus, it's a direct rival. for those places for the Champions League. But I just have to repeat myself. And I will say it again and again and again until it becomes not relevant to the discussion. Today is so much easier to digest. Win at home against Salernitana. Don't embarrass yourself in Liguria. Don't embarrass yourself in Veneto. We are talking about just, it's not as if I'm asking Roma to go to San Siro and defeat Simone Inzaghi's Inter 3-0. We're talking about going to Liguria against Genoa and not losing 4-0. We are talking about being at home in the first match of the season against Salernitana. Not dropping points. Did you subject yourself to the match that they played against Hellas Verona? I mean, you can barely call that football. They have people in Guantanamo Bay at the moment that have probably been there for over a decade that would not have signed up to watch that. They would have said, please, no more. No, please. Anything.
I'm pretty sure Rumsfeld at some point was launched an initiative to have the Roma games play in the background. I don't know. The torture business in Guantanamo Bay officially ended somewhere in the 2010s, but I'm pretty sure it went well into the Zdenek Zeman era and onwards. So
I'm sure there are photos from Abu Ghraib as the deplorables, the ones that have come out, that have been published, as bad as they are. There has to be one of, you know, the those American soldiers having one of those small old televisions with the antennas coming out of it with a Roma match being played against, like, Kiev
with Verona. With the turbe on.
I just don't understand. If you just screw one or two things up less this season, tonight is not even a blip on the radar. It is not even a worry to your mind. You are able to breathe easier. Fiorentina isn't for. I made fun of Fiorentina before they came to the Olimpico to face Roma, because they are so inconsistent. I thought they are crap. I still maintain the fact that the fact that they are top four is not, people are going to look at the table in Serie A and they're going to think, oh my gosh, what a competitive league it is this season. Wow, that we are talking about a bunch of high quality teams fighting for top four. No. You have two good, two very good teams. And then the rest are crap. I am even going to throw into their Milan. This is just a race of who is going to slip less onto the ice. And again, you can 99% of the time when the calendar comes out, we look at a match like tonight's and we see Roma playing in Torino. We just assume it's a defeat. We count very, very rarely do we ever rely or count on a match like tonight's when you first see the schedule in Serie A. There are very few occasions where we look at the match like tonight's and we expect something from this. So it's not as if what happened tonight derailed plans. No, your plans got derailed 4 or 5 or perhaps even 6 occasions can come to my mind prior to this. So I know I say the same thing every single time, and it's on loop, and it probably means less now that I say it for the 29th time in the episode. But still, I see what goes on tonight, and you have a competitive Roma. It is not as if Allegri's side went out there and bossed from 0 to 90. You have a Roma with strong players, clear deficiencies. We all know what they are. There's no reason to get into it too deeply, but the margins were thin for needing to win or get something from tonight because you fucked everything up prior to tonight so badly. So the only thing I come away from tonight is I'm not going to shout, I'm not going to scream, I'm not going to cry, I'm not upset, because the performance itself was not poor. It just wasn't. I understand emotions come into it, and I'm looking at the group chat now. We have people leaving the group chat because they just we are fighting back and forth. There's bickering going on as to who is shit, who is not shit. Listen, tonight, the margins were thin. Just objectively, they were thin, and the data says so itself. We saw Roma, maybe even not good. Roma that could have gotten something from tonight. They did enough to get something from tonight. They were not overmatched. They were not overpowered. There was one episode that made the difference. E basta, that's it. So to make more out of this than necessary, I think it is doing so just for show, because we didn't expect anything from tonight, but Roma were in a position where they had to get something from tonight because of all the mistakes in the past. So I cannot continue to cry over the same spilt milk when it happened all the way in September. So I don't know what else to do other than to say here, I think a lot of people are overreacting. Again, I'm looking at some of these messages in the group chat from some of the patrons, man. I mean, you would have thought Roma lost 7-0 tonight.
I mean, obviously, it's upsetting to an extent, because whenever you go to the Allianz Stadium, you play against Juve, and you see this team time and time, as I listed to you, over the last 8 years, basically come out with the same result time and time again. That's when you sort of feel helpless, both as a fan and I assume as a team. I mean, there are some guys on this team like Cristante who've never won at the Allianz. Like, you know, like they go here every year and they basically see the same thing happen time and time again. And at some point you have to wonder, like, when is it going to end? When are we going to come out of this? When are we going to figure it out? It didn't happen with Luciano Spalletti. Didn't happen with Paulo Fonseca. It didn't happen with Jose Mourinho so far. So what is it? What can we do? Where are we also as a team, you know? Because I think it's also pretty upsetting for some people to see that that this Juventus team that has gone through so many changes in recent years, right? Out of Europe, like, right? Their whole ownership was basically sacked because of illicit stuff going on behind the scenes. They had a whole major overhaul, the whole completely different structure within the club, new people coming in, new players coming in. Now Massimiliano Allegri is playing an 18-year-old kid. When was the last time that happened, you know? Like, and yet they're right there, and now they're up there competing with Inter for the Scudetto. And you have to, I mean, if you are a fan of Roma and you've seen this team try and figure things out and time again come up short, hit the head against the wall, finish outside of top four, try and compete for a number of different competitions and crash out eventually. You look at Juve and you're like, God, you know, damn it. They've got it figured out now. They're back in it. So what the hell, like... I understand that, but
I mean, we can't overstate this. I mean, they play once each week.
That also allowed them to tap into a way of playing that they just go in cruise control. You know, they go in cruise control. Roma never go in cruise control. Roma always need time to figure things out, to settle in, to read the game. They have to struggle. Juve. Yes, they struggled in the first half. They risked a lot. They conceded chances to Roma, but once that goal went in, they knew exactly what to do. They tapped into something that Massimiliano has ingrained into them for so long that they just it's there. They have it. They got it figured out. And they just can rely on that. They can go back to that. And they can blindly follow it. And Roma are out of it, you know? The moment that happens, the moment that goal goes in, Juve, they know they've won. And Roma know they've lost. It's undeniable. To me, you cannot even tell me that this team in that second half truly believed that they're going to be able to come back and win against Juve in their home. It's to me, if you go and you ask specifically player after player, the feeling will be, well, we might have tried to draw, but that would have been already a big achievement. And I think that's at the end of the day, that's the thought that makes people upset, if anything, is that you're Roma, and very often you find yourself in these same situations where you're looking as helpless as ever, even though you've been here, you've done it time and time again. And so the question is always, when's the moment that we break the spell? When is it? You know, when is it going to happen? When is it going to happen? When is that magical moment of feeling of, oh, we got it. Okay. Now we're there. Now we got it. This is the moment that we've been waiting for. When is that going to happen? Not tonight, not in 2023. Hopefully in 2024, that's all I can think of, because right now, you know, we pack our bags, go back home. Then you got Coppa Italia, and then you go back again. Yeah. You got Atalanta, you got Milan. And if you get those wrong,
well, that
then it's the story's over, right? The story's over. You might as well call it a day with the season, because the margin of error is so tight now. It's so small. You know, the table, yes, the table is tight, as in there's a lot of teams competing for the same objective, more or less in the same position. But that also means that you, as Roma, you have to figure it out. You have to get to that place that where Juve are at, where with minimal effort, you know how to read the situation. With minimal effort, you know how to succeed. And that's something that we haven't seen Roma do. Roma, even on their best days, even in their best performances, most recently against Napoli, they always have to, it's physical. It's difficult. You feel it. It doesn't come easy. To Juve, tonight was easy. Tonight, to Juve, yes, they may have risked something, but again, they had it. They knew what they could rely on. They knew the moment that chance came along, it was game over for the opponent. And, I haven't seen that happen to Roma.
The feeling that they have to have, I mean, if you just think about it, most teams, the difficult part is, scoring. We know we're going to need two goals, three goals. I mean, just that feeling, that almost that weight off of your shoulders when they see the ball hit the back of the net just for that one time. And they just know that it's okay. Shut the shit down. It's done. Curtains, please. That's it. It has to be a nice feeling as a Juve supporter to be able to have that, because you just know. And listen, there are several factors for that. Obviously, it's a team with quality players. Although I said this again in my post-match reaction, if you just go player for player, I mean, you mentioned some of the youngsters that Allegri has decided to rely upon this season. I mean, if we just go quality through, compare the quality of their 11 to Roma's. Yes, theirs is better. I don't think anybody is going to argue against that. But are we looking at the golf that is
The golf is not there. So and anybody that tries to argue otherwise, I'm sorry, but is a fool, because it's not. It's evident. Everybody knew it, that Juventus had to take a big step back, took a big step back this summer. It was really touch and go for them. The whole saga, even with Paul Pogba, the whole thing of, they basically had to rebrand as a team with their ambitions the moment they dropped out of Europe, which in the end is a good thing for them, because they can be competitive in this area. But still, the amount of changes that they underwent in recent years is immense. So no, there is no golf. This is not the Juve from 2016-17, where if you went with Gerson at the Allianz Stadium, you were getting eaten alive by a really strong team. No, this is a Juve that perhaps is exceeding people's expectations. Fine, but but they're right there, and Roma should be right there. It's that feeling of helplessness, of just like, where are we? You know, in terms of our growth, where are we? I want to know if also Mourinho knows where we are in terms of growth, because he constantly points to the fact that, well, when we talk about Roma, we have to take into consideration our limitations. Okay, man, I understand it, and it's perfectly natural, and the limitations are there. But I want to know, despite those limitations, on a graph or on a timeline, where is where is Roma right now in terms of the progress that you intended to make throughout your tenure? You know, where are we? What are we doing right now? Are we behind the likes of Fiorentina and Bologna? I mean,
well, therein lies.
Take a step back. Did they take a step forward? Or are we right there with Milan and now Napoli, who also took a step? Like, I want to know that because it's very hard to figure out what Roma are all about, you know, and I think for a lot of fans it may be upsetting because this last month and these next 2 weeks up until we face Milan are sort of the deal breaker. This is the period where you really find out what you're made out of, and I think we're getting a pretty good idea that Roma have just so much uncertainty going on and within them. When you put them alongside Juventus tonight, where Juve just knew the assignment right from the get-go, and the moment they saw that ball go into the back of the net, they were like, okay, this is it. You know, we set up the low block. It's a done deal. It's a win. It's 3 points in the bag.
Correct.
You know?
And
when was the last time we saw that happen to Roma? I don't know.
Well, right, too. I don't want to over, or maybe I don't want to understate this, but man, that feeling of knowing that all you need is that one goal, that one, that's it, one. You're not going to need this kind of thing that we saw against Sassuolo, or it's going to have to be something where you pull 2-3 late goals from your ass late in the match. I mean, you just need one. You need one. You need to find the back of the net one time. And you are good. The 3 points are yours. I cannot remember ever feeling that. I mean, I'm even trying to think at the height of Spalletti. If we even, you know, I mean, I go back to that Europa League tie against Lyon where Roma score and you think to yourself, oh my God, they're going to do this. They're going to do it. And then they don't do it. Even at the high point of Spalletti, did Roma ever have that reassurance where all we need is that one goal and you have the defensive solidity, the defensive discipline, the tactical discipline, the spatial awareness of where you are on the pitch to understand, as you said, what the assignment is. I can't ever remember feeling that way. Or if I did, it has been so long that I've forgotten the last time we were able to experience that sort of feeling with Roma, or even see that level of discipline with Roma. So, as you just said, because really, well, what now? What from here? Because again, we are kind of, in a way, this episode does in a way, in part, read like a eulogy. I would describe it as. So, okay, Atalanta, Milan. We said it for like 2 months now. This is it. This is the stretch. Okay, fine. I said they need to have 2 wins, 1 defeat, 1 draw. In these 4 against Napoli, Juve, Atalanta, Milan, technically they are still on schedule. I would have preferred if that 1 defeat came later in the stretch. But okay, now you're at home against Atalanta. Again, much like the defeat of the night, I can't pretend it's something that it's not. It has to be a win, and that's it. There's nothing else. There is nothing else to discuss. That's it. You win. If you win, you can go to Milano and get something. You can. I don't know if anybody has subjected themselves to Milan as of late. They haven't exactly been playing champagne football. They have been relying upon the 69-year-old shoulders of Giroud. So please, they're talking about getting rid of Stefano Pioli. This can be done. If you win these next two, this exchange in this very down, depressing mood we are having here is going to be an afterthought. It will be an afterthought. So they can do it, but the part of me, and as you just said in alluding to it, if Jose Mourinho can't precisely point out what to expect from his team from one weekend to the next, then obviously you and I can't. You and I can't pretend that we know what the hell is going on more than that guy. So that's where we are at. I mean, we don't know what is going to happen. You could tell me Roma go out and they beat Atalanta 4-0, or they lose 4-0, and I would be able to convince myself of either of those results and be able to justify it in my head. That's a problem. That is a problem because you couldn't do the same thing for Juventus tonight. Nobody was going to say Juventus was going to lose at home in Torino 4-0 to Roma. Maybe 1-1? Sure. But it wouldn't be 4-0 either way. You would be able to find those results in your head. That wouldn't happen. But Roma, they make you do that. So, I mean, beyond that, to end this, I don't really know any insightful words or some sort of analysis that I could bring that is different than that. It's just, okay, the approach we are going to have to take every single weekend now is, well, hopefully we get the good Roma and not the one we saw in Liguria. Beyond that, I don't know how else to feel.
Well, no, I mean, it's very simple. I will never get tired of saying this is a sports. It's football. It's not physics. It's not, I mean, it's you win, you lose, you draw. Three scenarios. That's it. With Cristante himself just said, you know, what can you do as a team to do better in the league? Well, since the league table is narrow, since everybody is clustered up there, the only thing you can do as a team is win a bunch of games, win a string of games, and you're back at the top. And, yeah, that's, I mean, that's the great philosophy. That's the great knowledge that we get from
these. You have to score more goals than the opponent. Whoa.
These wonderful, insightful interviews. With, you know, it's, I mean, it's like, what was it that, who gave that NBA interview where they were like, those journalists asked a basketball player, like, how did you feel about grabbing those 16 rebounds or something? And I don't remember who that player was. And he was like, I just jumped in the air and grabbed the ball and brought it down. And that's a rebound. You know, like, sure. That's what Roma have to do.
It's just, yes.
Whatever we're going to say here, people are still going to say, well, you're too negative, you're too positive, blah, 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 blah. At the end of the day, Roma, they're not sitting in a position where they should be sitting. They're seventh.
Right.
This is not good enough. It's not good enough even for them. It's not even that I'm saying it's not good enough for me. It's not good enough for them, for their objective, for what they're aiming at. So the only thing they can do, the only logical thing they can do is put everything aside and focus on winning. But is that going to happen? I don't know. Mourinho doesn't know. Cristante doesn't know. The team doesn't know. They will have to figure it out once again in these next 3 weeks, 4 weeks. This is when the truth comes out. A lot of people will not like it. I'll probably be the first one to say I don't like it. But this is it. Because the margin of error is very, very narrow. Roma are not very good at respecting narrow margins of error. When they go big, both in the good and the bad. So
I couldn't agree with you more. And that answer by Brian Cristante is about as typical of a Brian Cristante answer as you could get. Such an unassuming, bland, drab response. I mean, it's only made better by the fact that the guy is Canadian. It's fantastic. I mean, such an insightful response. Well, Roma, they need to win. Holy, I wish I would have thought of this sooner. It's just very simple. I, beyond saying, wow, hopefully we get the good Roma tonight as opposed to the shit one. I mean, beyond that, there's nothing else you can do. There's nothing else because the last team or the last thing that this team is clearly willing to give to us is consistency. So that's their own fault. It's been 3 years, as you said, with Jose Mourinho, and still we have no continuity in results, no continuity in performance. Okay, fine. I don't like it, but I will have to adjust. Beyond that, I have nothing else to really add. You beat Atalanta. You beat Milan. Okay. Mission accomplished, in my opinion, of those four big matches.
Don't forget Cremonese.
I can't.
Don't forget it. Don't forget it. Don't forget it, because a lot of the
media. I will never forget the episode we recorded immediately after that. That was the maddest I think you have ever been.
Yeah. Well, yes. And that's still, it stings and it will continue to sting because I already see the media are trying to do the same thing as last year, where they take it for granted and they basically say, hey, it's going to be the Derby della Capitale in the Coppa Italia quarterfinals. Bullshit. It's not.
Never, as if the Fiorentina 22-0 wasn't enough for them to learn. Be serious. They did the same thing when Roma got knocked out by Torino. One of my favorite, because you always correct me as to who actually played that match, because I always mistake it.
That it was Emerson. Emerson played his only game of that season after coming back from an ACL injury, and that was his last appearance for Roma because he was shipped off to Chelsea like a week later. So,
oh, fantastic.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Yes, a happy New Year to all of you. Be safe. Again, we thank you all for your support. Truly appreciate it. We will be back in a few days to ring in 2024 with the match against Atalanta, with Gasparini. Truly fitting to begin the new year. So until then, ciao.